At 6:06, it is partly clear, 75 degrees in Tulsa. We are headed up to 93 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning with our legacy. The Oklahoma Policy Institute's week-long conference is underway on the TU campus. Those taking part heard Oklahoma House Minority Leader Scott Inman express concerns about Oklahoma's economic future.
It's not that we don't have great business leaders and great citizens and great educators. We do have. We have all of those. But I think the budgetary process at 23rd and Lincoln and the legislative and executive leadership that we have at 23rd and Lincoln is just severely lacking.
Inman says recently passed tax cuts will further hamper the state's ability to address funding core services. A 19-year-old abused shot to death last night in a neighborhood near Owen Park, just northwest of downtown. It is believed that the 19-year-old was shot by a Tulsa police officer. That officer is being held this morning. The Foundation for the Tulsa Schools gets a challenge grant from the George Kaiser family. Foundation CEO Lucky Lamon says the Kaisers will match dollar for dollar until they reach $1.85 million. The funding will be used to implement the Teacher and Effective Leader program for the Tulsa Public Schools.
The way to improve our students' progress is to make sure there's an effective teacher in every classroom and an effective leader in every building.
Lamons hopes to raise $975,000 before the end of January. More on this story coming up this morning at 7:35. Oklahoma school superintendents are getting a letter from the Attorney General. Scott Pruitt's office has started an investigation into problems with school achievement testing. For 2 years in a row, there were computer problems with tests conducted by the McGraw-Hill firm. Well, you might cross paths with some middle or high school students taking in downtown Tulsa's architecture this week.
The tours they're on is part of Camp T-Square, a program to help them discover the architecture field. Annie Tindall with the Oklahoma Innovation Institute says there's more to it than sightseeing.
They're also learning how to problem solve and use machines and tools that they wouldn't otherwise get exposed to. There's, you know, 3D printers and the laser cutters, and they're getting to learn how those work, and that's emphasizing the science and the problem-solving skills.
Students go to Fab Lab in the afternoons to work on their projects for the week. Birdhouses. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A fire in downtown Sand Springs destroys an appliance repair shop on that community's south side. Officials say the Try It Again Appliance Center was engulfed with flames when firefighters arrived about 9:30 last night. No one was injured in that blaze. Governor Fallon brings her campaign for re-election to Tulsa. She made a stop yesterday at the Guthrie Green. She wants to focus on improving the state's economy.
One of the things that we want to accomplish in our second term is to continue to build a stronger, more vibrant economy to create even better paying jobs in our state.
She campaigned yesterday east of Interstate 35. Today, she will be in western Oklahoma. Our weather forecast, to those with allergies, the mold will be moderate today. You'll find the UV index very high, so use the sunscreen, and the air quality should be good to moderate this afternoon. We're expecting plentiful sunshine and hot today with a high of 93. Tonight, a 30% chance of a thunderstorm or shower, down to 73 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, kind of a mixture of sun and clouds, very muggy with a high of 94. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Now at 6:10, it is partly clear in 75. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.